country man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
Welcome to the show, folks. Here we are, and it's a beautiful Sunday here in North Dakota. The weather's finally turning, and I'll tell you, this state is wonderful. It's a wonderful place. The cold is not all that it's cracked up to be. We're tough up here. Once you get tough, it's not so bad. But then spring, summer, and fall, oh, it's nice. So we can hear spring knocking. You're tuned in to the American Freedom Party Report. I'm James Kelso. The show is live. We've got 3 hours today, so we can luxuriate in the nice weather and in enough time to be able to talk to you. And I don't have to be my customarily rude self cutting you off and because of time constraints. With us today is George in Maryland. George, thank you.
Hey, James, I agree. It's a beautiful day in most of America. And 3 hours, somewhere out there, Mr. Tony, if you're out there, please join us today.
Oh, yeah. God, I hope we didn't burn him off permanently. Tony in Chicago, mea culpa. I apologize.
Mea maxima culpa. You're going to be a closet Catholic one day anyway, James.
Yeah, so I apologize. I was kind of harks back to what I was just saying. I was rushed for time. We were in the closing seconds, and I misunderstood what you were saying. I thought you were talking about Trump protests, which is actually what you said. But they were Trump protests, but they were Trump rallies protesting the unfair media and the lying and so on. So please come back. And the rally you were promoting, these rallies, turns out yesterday, were very successful all over the country. They didn't hit the size of mega rallies. I don't think they really were designed to do that. They were kind of extemporaneous. But hundreds of people at many of these rallies. The only one I'm aware of that got violent was the one in Berkeley. Why am I not surprised? Berserkly, as we former Californians describe it. And so that was very nice. So Donald Trump issued a thank you about 2 hours ago. I'll read that to you now. Let's see here. I'm going to do something. There we go. And I'm going to hit print. I'm going to hit print on Pat Buchanan's latest column. It's a good one. We'll be sharing that with you today as food for thought. And let's see, here's Donald Trump. He said, thank you for the great rallies all across the country. Tremendous support. Make America great again. That's his most recent tweet. Now with 26 million Twitter followers. Oh, my goodness. Previous to that, he had some other tweets here. Oh, here's one, a couple tweets ago. Pardon the sound of my printer. Arnold Schwarzenegger. Oh, okay. Try printing when there's no paper in the printer. It doesn't do anything, does it? Arnold Schwarzenegger isn't voluntarily. Let me find it here. He's talking about Arnold Schwarzenegger, who quit as the host of The Apprentice. Isn't voluntarily leaving The Apprentice. He was fired Ooh, I didn't know that.
Ooh.
By his bad, pathetic ratings, not by me, a sad end to a great show. And yes, in fact, Arnold Schwarzenegger did, in fact, tank the ratings of The Apprentice. He was the replacement for Donald Trump. Very successful show when run by Donald Trump. Schwarzenegger, what was he thinking when he took over that show and then he started hammering Donald Trump and mouthing off about, you know, what a bad person Donald Trump is. Really, really stupid by Arnold. And, well, cost him that show. So there you go. Now let's go to, I'm going to go to this Buchanan article and use this for something to contemplate as we begin the show. If you want to get in and comment, it's 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And there are lines open now. Let me go to the, we've got engineers in Austin, Texas. And there was a rally in Austin yesterday. So I don't know if any of the engineers or any of the RBN personnel made it to the rally, but the they may have been just too busy in the studio. Here it is. It's Trump's party now. And this is by Pat Buchanan, of course. Before the largest audience of his political career, save perhaps his inaugural, Donald Trump delivered the speech of his life. Ah, go Pat. And by the way, I'm reading this column for the first time right here. And though Tuesday's address may be called moderate, even inclusive, Trump's total mastery of his party was on full display. Congressional Republicans who once professed free trade as dogmatic truth rose again and again to cheer economic nationalism. Ooh, this is good. Good, Pat. Quote, quoting Trump, "We've lost more than one-fourth of our manufacturing jobs since NAFTA was approved," thundered Trump. Quote, "and we've lost 60,000 factories since China joined the World Trade Organization in 2001, unquote. Buchanan continues, "Yet a Republican Party that embraced NAFTA and voted most favored nation status for China every time it came up gave Trump standing ovations." You see where Pat's going with this. It is his party now. it's his party, and he'll cry if he wants to. "We have inherited," this is a quote from Trump again, "we have inherited a series of tragic foreign policy disasters," said Trump. "America has spent approximately $6 trillion in the Middle East, all the while our infrastructure at home is crumbling," unquote. Buchanan. "And from congressional Republicans who backed every Bush-Obama war, Afghanistan, Iraq, Libya, Syria, Yemen, not a peep of protest as their foreign policy legacy was being consigned to the dumpster."
That's a big dumpster, James.
Yeah. "Watching Republicans rise again and again to hail Trump called to mind the Frankish King Clovis, who, believing his wife's Christian God had interceded to give him victory over the Alemanni, saw his army converted by the battalions and baptized by the platoons. One had thought the free trade beliefs of Republicans were more deeply rooted than this." Quoting Trump, "We have withdrawn the United States from the job-killing Trans-Pacific Partnership," Trump exulted. I love these verbs that Buchanan's using. George, thundered, exalted, not the words the New York Times uses. "Trump exalted, having just tossed into the trash that mammoth trade deal beloved of Bush Republicans. GOP champions of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, if there are any left, sat mute. Trump cited the first Republican president. Trump cited the first Republican president, Lincoln, as having got it right when he warned, quote, abandonment of the protective policy by the American government will produce want and ruin among our people, unquote. Celebrating protectionism, hailing America first in a virtual State of the Union address, it doesn't get any better than this. To open borders, Republicans who backed amnesty for 11 million illegal immigrants, Trump had this message, quote, we will soon begin the construction of a great wall along our southern border, unquote. And the cheering did not stop. The president invoked Eisenhower's interstate highway system, the greatest public works project of the 20th century, as a model. Yet Ike was opposed by the Taft wing of his party, and Ike's Republicanism gave birth to the modern conservative movement. Yet in leading Republicans away from globalism to economic nationalism, Trump is not writing a new gospel. He is leading a lost party away from a modernist heresy back to the old-time religion. Oh, boy, this is Buchanan. You got it, buddy. In restating his commitment to the issues that separated him from the other Republicans and won him Wisconsin, Michigan, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, however, Trump reaffirmed aspects of conservatism dear to his audience. He committed himself to regulatory reform, freeing up the private sector, rolling back the administrative state. The Keystone and Dakota Access pipelines are on the way to completion, and Trump is all behind school choice. While the speech was unifying and aspirational, the president set goals and laid down markers by which his presidency will be judged, and none will be easy of attainment. Quote, quoting Trump, dying industries will come roaring back to life. Crumbling infrastructure will be replaced with new roads, bridges, tunnels, airports, and railways. Our terrible drug epidemic will slow down and ultimately stop. Our neglected inner cities will see a rebirth of hope, safety, and opportunity, unquote. By the way, just a note to the engineer, if I'm talking through a break at any point, just go ahead and take the break. This is such a great article, but it's don't skip a break on me. As some of these domestic crises, writes Pat Buchanan, are rooted in the character or lack of it of people, they have proven since Great Society days to be beyond the capacity of government to solve. Ronald Reagan was not wrong when he said, government is not the solution to our problems. Government is the problem. Buchanan. And while the president's speech astonished critics as much as it reassured friends, it leaves large questions unanswered. How does one leave Social Security and Medicare untouched, grow defense by more than $50 billion, slash taxes, launch a $1 trillion infrastructure program, and not explode the deficit and national debt? Now that we are ensnared in wars all over the Middle East, how do we extricate ourselves and come home without our enemies filling the vacuum? How does the GOP repeal and replace Obamacare without cutting the benefits upon which millions of Americans have come to rely? How do you eliminate an $800 billion merchandise trade deficit without tariffs that raise the price of cheap imports from abroad, on which Trump's working-class voters have come to depend? The Republican establishment today bends the knee to Caesar. Switching topics now. By the way, all those points Buchanan just raised, I think George and I can answer them.
Couple of loaded points in there from Mr. Buchanan that I'd be willing to debate him on how valid the way he asked the question.
Yeah, I don't think that those are. I don't think Trump's going to have any problem with those. I think the questions have already really been answered. But then Buchanan shifts back to his main topic. The Republican, and this is what I love about this article, the Republican establishment today bends the knee to Caesar. But how long before K Street lobbyists for transnational cartels persuade the GOP elite with campaign contributions to slow walk the president's America First agenda? Tuesday's speech established Trump as the man in charge. But how loyal to him and his program will be the deep state, which dominates this city that gave Trump only 4% of its votes, my, and paranoiacally believes him to be an agent of Vladimir Putin? And then his final sentence.
I'm going to stop it right there.
Yeah.
They don't believe him to be an agent of Vladimir Putin. They do not. They That's are true. Trumpeting that to make, you know, to use it as a hammer to beat the poor guy over the head. There isn't one single pinko rat on either side of the aisle that believes that Donald Trump is, you know, they know what they're doing.
Yeah,
that's true. It's raw BS. It's raw slander.
Yeah, that's true. And Buchanan knows that, too. So, you know, it's hard to write an article perfectly. But, yeah.
We're going to go there. I mean, for God's sake, 2 days ago we had, you know, Trump showed pictures of Chuck D. Schumer.
Right.
You know, having a yuck session, you know, face-to-face with Vladimir Putin.
Right. Donut and coffee with
It was very clear. I mean, the last, you know, this 6 weeks of Trump and the Russians thing, they certainly made it, you know, if Trump even looked at a photograph of a Russian, you know, he's a traitor. And they've been, you know, the Democrat side has been playing footsie with the Russians forever.
Well, you know, it really is ironic. Trump has actually not met with any of the Russians, and fortunately for him, you know, this is just luck here, he never had any investments in Russia, and so that makes things easier. He hasn't met with any of these people, but the Democrats, Nancy Pelosi, you know, she said she hasn't met with these people. There's a picture of her at a table full of Russians, and Schumer, the same thing. So the Democrats have been, you know, and first of all, there's nothing really improper about meeting with Russians. There is something improper about selling 20% of our uranium to, in a under the table, dirty deal.
I mean, how Clintonian.
Which Hillary did, 20% of our plutonium. And part of the deal was that the Russians gave some, I've forgotten the exact amount, but some humongous amount, like $100 million, to the Clinton Foundation. Ooh, ouch.
And other, how's that work, James?
Yeah, and other even huger amounts went to friends of Clinton who owned the mining interests or the trading interests through which this deal was made. I mean, that is treason. Throw away the key. Life in prison, Hillary. It's the chutzpah of accusing Donald Trump, who has nothing to do with Russia, and has had one phone call with Vladimir Putin, which was public. That's amazing. And then here's the last sentence, and this is a good one. The Trump Beltway wars have only just begun. So a great column from Pat Buchanan. It's Trump's party now. And that's the big story. That's the biggest story of the week.
Hey, James, it's a good segue. He said Trump's Beltway wars, which is really what they are. So, you know, the roaring debate that's going on our show with all and callers and us and me, I'm part of it. I'm going, that's really what's going on now, is a bunch of Beltway wars. And, you know, there's got to be more to a fight than just cheap shot.
Yes. Folks, your mind's open at 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO free nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
Back, folks, and we've got open lines. You can call in at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Some of our listeners were at the Trump rallies yesterday, and I got thank you for sending me text messages that included pictures of those rallies. If you want to call in and give a little bit of a report on the rally that you might have attended, please be our guest. But these were very successful and quite predictably under or unreported by the national media. So what else is new? We have to do it here on our alternative media. And thank goodness the alternative media is growing fast and the corrupt media is falling apart. Their ratings are coming down. Kind of a little bit of irony in there, in that Donald Trump is actually, as their ratings fall, Trump is actually boosting some of the ratings. What else can he do? Twitter, for example, is hugely helped by his very great Twitter popularity and all news media. People are more interested in the news. By the way, this helps answer that Buchanan question. He's asking, how can we do some of these things that Donald Trump proposes doing? Well, a rising tide floats all boats. And one of the answers to the question is, where's the money going to come from and so on? It's going to come from a resurgent America. An America that's great again is going to be producing. Go ahead, George.
You're so all over that, James. You know, I read the alternative financial media. You know, I'm a gold bug. I read all that stuff. And to a man, every single one of them is, oh, my God, it's not going to work because, you know, we're just going to explode the deficit. You know, where are we going to get a $1 trillion or whatever to make the military bigger and to do infrastructure? Well, it's a little matter of all of our industry is in China. If we repatriate that, there will be more money here. You know how that works? Factory in China, factory in America. Chinese get the money, Americans get the money. How is that not figured into the equation, Jim?
Exactly. It's obvious. And Donald Trump said in his speech to the joint session and to the Supreme Court and to the Joint Chiefs of Staff and to his cabinet and to all of us, he said, the time has come for thinking big. And that's exactly what he's doing. That's what you're talking about there, George. It's obvious. You move 60,000 factories since NAFTA was enacted. 60,000, or is it since the China joined the World Trade Organization, one or the other. 60,000 factories. And Trump, you know, every time he recites that number, he says, you know, when my staff gave me this, I said, wait a minute, there's a typo here. There's some extra zeros. You mean 600 or 6,000? 60,000, and he's actually used another number, 70,000 earlier. He's trimmed it back a little bit, so it's probably something like 68,000 or something. But 60 to 70,000 factories, and some of those factories are like, let's see, one factory in Schaumburg, Illinois, one of those factories, just to give you an example of how big such a factory can be, is the Motorola factory, which for decades produced all this great stuff and had these great jobs for those Motorola employees in Schaumburg. I remember reading the story of the Schaumburg employees, highly paid, great jobs, from handed down from father to son, mother to daughter. They had to endure this. Mexican workers brought up by Motorola, who sat next to them while they trained them. They tutored them in their job. You know where this is going. We'll finish it, and we'll get to some calls after the break. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin, and to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
We're back, folks. Thanks for tuning in. You can call us live at 800-313-9443. Some stories, throw more logs on the fire here. Here's an important one. The Hollywood Reporter informs us today that Barbara Streisand tweets that Donald Trump is making her gain weight. National story here. I start the day with liquids, but after the morning news, I eat pancakes smothered in maple syrup. The singer tweeted on Saturday. Barbara Streisand says Donald Trump is making her gain weight. The singer tweeted on Saturday that news involving Trump affects her morning routine. Donald Trump is making me gain weight. Let's see how I skip down here a little bit. Streisand's comments come after Trump recently claimed the Barack Obama administration wiretapped into his Trump Tower phones during the 2016 presidential elections. And Trump just accused Obama of tapping his phones. Time for more pancakes, tweeted Streisand. Streisand, now, as if they needed to do this, the Hollywood Reporter adds the detail that Streisand has made it clear in the past that she is not a supporter of Donald Trump. She penned an essay for the Huffington Post entitled Clueless, Reckless, Graceless, Mindless, and Heartless. Our president-elect.
No, that's you and me, James. We're heartless.
After Meryl Streep's anti-Trump Golden Globes speech, Streisand called into hardball with Chris Matthews while getting her teeth cleaned and said she agreed with Streep. You can't trust anything he says, the singer added about Trump. So, this is great. You know, Hollywood just having a nervous breakdown. This is great. And parallel to the nervous breakdown that the mass media is having. So there's a important story there from Barbara.
James, I have some old Jack LaLanne tapes I could send to Barbara and find her address for us.
Oh, okay. Well, it's funny you should mention, I'm friends with John LaLanne, who's Jack LaLanne's son. And John, if you're listening to the show, hello out there. And I've got
John, man, we got to get with Babs here. She's gaining weight because of Donald Trump. Here's your big chance.
An open invitation out there to John LaLanne to come on the show anytime. I grew up with Jack LaLanne, and I really admire John LaLanne's dad. And he was, I told John, I think of his dad as kind of a Trumpian figure. There's aspects to Jack LaLanne's career very similar to Donald Trump. He had an attitude of a very positive attitude, which he communicated to all of us on TV. And he was a very, he said, go for it. Achieve your goal. Set a goal, achieve it, and you can do this. Just like Donald Trump. Donald Trump in the financial and the business world, Jack LaLanne in the fitness world and health. See, I'm getting hang on just a second here. I'm waiting for my computer to catch up with my mouth. Another story that is out there is that the Streisand talked about the Obama wiretapping or bugging of Donald Trump. Mike Mukasey, who was the Attorney General for George W. Bush, Mike Mukasey, in the story I'm waiting for on my screen right here, which is not loading. Mike Mukasey said that on television, I think from what I've read, he said, looking at the comments that have been made and what I've read, what I've seen, it looks like Donald Trump was tapped. And he said that this would be, he says, I think the intelligence agencies did tap, somebody in the intelligence agency did tap Donald Trump. And he said, the Obama can state, I didn't order it, which is all he stated on the record. I didn't order such a thing. That's not to say that it didn't happen. And it's easy to, with a little birdie whisper into the ear of somebody else to do it without giving an order. And so it's interesting, Mike Mukasey, who I don't think he's particularly a friend of ours, sort of a hostile source then, but Mike Mukasey, who knows what he's talking about as a former attorney general, this is his bailiwick, he says, yes, from what I've seen, he got tapped. So that was nice. I was glad to see that, George. That was good to help. The latest firestorm from the left, their outrage at anything they can use to take over the news cycle and avoid things like this story. Here's a story they're not covering. Story today. Mexico launches nationwide effort in the United States to help migrants. This is by Adriana Gomez Licon of the Associated Press, Dateline Miami. Not only is the Mexican government not building a wall, it's spending $50 million to beef up its legal aid to migrants who fear deportation, a response to President Donald Trump's crackdown on illegal immigration. All 50 Mexican consulates in the U.S., my gosh, there are 50 of them, on Friday launched legal assistance centers to form partnerships with nonprofit groups and tap lawyers to help those fearing Trump's policies. The diplomatic effort comes as the two countries are in a rift over Trump's plans for a border wall. While Trump says Mexico will pay for it one way or another, Mexico says it won't. It was also unveiled less than 2 weeks after new guidelines came out aimed at aggressively detaining and deporting immigrants by increasing the number of federal agents and strengthening cooperation with local law enforcement. You'll recall that Donald Trump has ordered 15,000 new, by my rough recollection there, 15,000 new border agents between ICE and the Border Patrol. Miami's Mexican Consul General Jose Antonio Zabalgoitia said Friday that these centers would become, quote, authentic advocates of the rights of Mexican migrants, unquote. He continues, what changes today is that we are prioritizing legal matters over everything. Previously, we didn't have the need to seek so much legal support for our people, he said. But now we need to protect them against an eventual deportation. So isn't this just peachy, George? The entire Mexican government now enlisting itself on the side of 50 million Mexicans inside the U.S., which is half the population of, it is, I think the population of Mexico is about 100 million. I'll look it up during a break. But half as many people as the whole population of Mexico are here in the U.S., and those 100 million are mobilizing themselves to make sure that the other 50 million stay here. That's just peachy.
Well, they sure don't want them coming back.
And folks, just to imagine, you know, one way to imagine any moral situation is to turn the tables or put yourself in the other guy's shoes. So we have a here in America, we have a white population of about 200 million of us, I think. Imagine if half
okay,
that...
Okay, Lafayette cat food. You guys be good now.
Imagine if 100 million... oh, is that
hello,
me? Oh, okay, that might be me. Hang on. That's me. I was wondering what that was.
That's a wiretap, James.
Yes, yes.
Obama's tapping you.
Yeah, so imagine if 100 million of us had moved ourselves into Mexico uninvited. We'd climbed over the wall or swum across the Rio Grande or flown in and overstayed our visa. Imagine that 100 million white Americans were living in Mexico and saying, you know, this is ours now. We love these beaches. We love all this great weather. Mexico, folks, is a much nicer piece of geography than most of the United States. I'll tell you what, Guadalajara is a lot nicer than North Dakota in December. So imagine 100 million Americans relocating themselves down there, and then the 200 million of us here saying, we're going to protect the rights of our American rights in Mexico. You'd say, this is stupid. This is absurd. Well, guess what, folks? Now look at it the other way. We're so used to the Mexicans behaving this way that we don't realize how stupid, necessarily, it is. They don't have a right to be here. Those 50 million Mexicans don't belong here. People who came here illegally are here illegally. And the fact that they had children, how does that change anything? They had children. What else is new? And by the way, everywhere else in the world, if you have children while you're staying in another country, they don't become automatic citizens. Who came up with that stupid, stupid idea? I like the way Donald Trump said it. Why are we being the stupid people? We're not going to be stupid anymore. That is stupid to say that if somebody walks across your border, has a baby in your emergency room at your expense, that's now a citizen of your country. Why isn't that a citizen of the country from which mom and dad came? That's the way it is everywhere else in the world. That's the way it is in Mexico and everywhere else. China, Nigeria, Japan. The Japanese would, if you told the Japanese, if you flew to Japan pregnant and had a baby in Tokyo and then said, well, Junior here is now a Japanese, the Japanese would say, hey, wrong. They would laugh at you. The diplomatic effort comes as the two countries are in a rift. We read that. Mexican consulates are forming partnerships with law schools, immigration clinics, and nonprofit groups, spell that George Soros, that litigate on behalf of immigrants. The centers are staffed with Mexican lawyers who can refer cases to organizations or clinics. They are also reaching out to private law firms interested in taking on pro bono work. Mexican Foreign Minister Luis Videgaray visited New York City's consulate Friday and called the effort a, this is great, a quote, a moral imperative. He continues, it is something that we will continue to do by obligation and conviction, Videgaray said. Consulates from Mexico and other Central American nations have been juggling numerous inquiries in recent months from migrants concerned about their fate and that of their U.S.-born children. Zabalgoitia said the increase in requests for documents and help is enormous, as he pointed to a waiting room with dozens of people carrying folders of documents in need of birth certificates, Mexican passports, and other identifications. They got the copier going full speed over there making false IDs. I used to sign 2 birth certificates a week, he said. Only yesterday, I signed 15. The increasing demand comes from people like Gloria Portillo, who went to the Mexican consulate in Phoenix on Friday to renew her passport. Her visa expired 3 years ago. And now she is trying to start the process of becoming a legal resident after marrying a U.S. citizen, but fears something could happen in the meantime. And of course, I'm sure most of the people in this audience know the scams concerning marrying a U.S. citizen and so on are absolutely endless. And these invaders to our country have turned this into an art form that, in fact, our caller here, Ringo in Arizona, is probably an expert on these scams. Ringo, thank you for calling.
Yes, I'm here. I may not be an expert on some of the scams, but boy, I've heard of a few of them. It's kind of come in here, get married, pop out a kid, kick the husband to the curb, and hoo-hoo, I'm on easy street for the rest of my life.
And he's free to marry somebody else for $10,000 so that they can get in. And then when he's done with that one, he can marry somebody else for another $10,000.
Only yeah. In America, James.
Yeah, I mean, as Donald Trump said, you know, how can we be so stupid that we let this stuff go on? Whenever you read these stories, most of us, when you start to read one of these stories, it's impossible to sort of get all the way to the end of it. It's impossible to read a book of these stories to the end of it because it's so infuriating. But they'll bring, for instance, they'll bring their crippled or diseased or infirm elderly family members. They'll bring them along. They instantly qualify for Social Security disability and everything else. It's my, you know, it must be hard to be working in the Social Security office and have these people come in, and you're going, you know, you're just gnashing your teeth as you have to grant them these benefits, because technically, because of the stupidity of the whole thing, they qualify. People who've never paid into the system getting big checks. Old people coming up to get retirement checks here in America. Go ahead. Now, Ringo, I could. Do you want to be called Ringo?
Oh, that's fine. You call me Mike. Just don't call me late for dinner.
Okay, yeah. I'll call you Mike. I like Mike better than Ringo. Okay. Anyway, we got a break here. Lines open. 800-313-9443. Ringo, stay with us. I mean, Mike. We'll be right back.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back, folks. Thanks for tuning in. This is the American Freedom Party Report on a Sunday. It's a three-hour show, so it gives us time to take your calls. I see Caesar in New York is with us, but we've got Mike in Arizona first. And so if you want to call in, this is a good day to call in at 800-313-9443, because I don't have to be so abrupt with you. Let me throw another log on the fire here, Mike. The Democrats and the George Soros crowd and Barbara Streisand eating pancakes with syrup are so, they're being so moralistic about how, nitpicking Jeff Sessions, nitpicking Mike Flynn, nitpicking Donald Trump. And listen to this. Here's Loretta Lynch. Here's one of them, Loretta Lynch, Obama's attorney general. She gets away with saying, she's calling for blood in the streets. That's okay. That's not a problem. Donald Trump saying, I think somebody tapped my phone. Oh, that's an outrage. Loretta Lynch saying, we need more blood in the streets. That's okay. The hypocrisy, the double standard is mind-boggling. Here's the story today. The Obama administration's former attorney general, Loretta Lynch, has made an impassioned, notice their adjective, impassioned video plea for, not outrageous, it's impassioned, for more marching, more blood, and death on the streets. A video that was later posted on the Facebook page of Senate Democrats as words of inspiration. The video is less than a minute long and begins by stating, well, here, I'll go down to the key quote. She says, she's scheduled to receive the Thomas Jefferson Foundation Medal of Law from the University of Virginia. Oh, my gosh. And she says, it has been people, individuals who have banded together, ordinary people who simply saw what needed to be done and came together and supported those ideals who have made the difference. They've marched, they've bled, and yes, some of them died. This is hard. Every good thing is, we have done this before, we can do this again. Okay.
Oh.
The
Joan Lynch, of Arc Lynch.
Yeah. Lynch succeeded Eric Holder as Barack Obama's attorney general in 2014. She is most well remembered for her famous private meeting with Bill Clinton, her former boss, on her airplane while a federal investigation into his wife, Hillary Clinton, and the private email server she maintained as Secretary of State was underway. Obama stood behind her when the news leaked out about the secret meeting on her plane, sitting in Phoenix. We'll get a comment from Mike maybe about that and other things after this break. And hang on, Caesar, we'll get to you too in New York.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.